Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings from San Antonio, Texas. Yes, we're on the last leg of the tour. Two more weeks, and I go home. Been a long trip. Yes, we are out here on the highway, Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour, hitting all the small towns. You know, I'm learning something on this trip again. The total degradation of American values. See, when I grew up and I was young, if I went to see a comedian or a show, I would never dream of talking during that show because it's rude. But apparently, nobody cares anymore. You can be rude. You can be a rude asshole. You can talk during shows. Screw everybody else. It's the me generation. And how did we get this way? Participation trophies, never telling kids they're wrong, always telling kids they're right, because we don't want to damage little Billy's self-image. Well, little Billy's self-image is now turned into little Billy will do whatever little Billy wants, and everybody else is just rude if I interrupt you at my show. And it's a shame because a lot of people actually do show up to see the show, and it's these little assholes that create a problem. And everybody's an influencer. It's really funny because, and I tell this to people, and it's a fact, the number one fear in America, that's the number one fear. That's above death. People fear speaking in public. Yet they do not fear sitting in an audience and yelling incoherent shit out to make themselves seem like the center of attraction that they could be if they would just walk up onto the stage. But see, walking up on the stage takes courage, something which they don't have. So like cowards, they yell stuff from the audience where they don't have the spotlight on them. And then they can yell stuff. And somebody who spent their whole life trying to develop an act and be funny, they don't care about you. They care about their little bitch asses that want to sit in an audience and talk and ignore and just in general be assholes, but they don't care. Their mommy and daddy have told them their entire life that they're the most important things and they're the most everything. No, you're special. Well, sorry to tell you that's not true. They're special assholes, but yeah, it's disheartening, really, because you're out here trying to come into these small towns that say they have no entertainment, so you bring them entertainment, and their response is to run their mouth. So, yeah, we've been having a couple of those kind of shows, and it's really funny because the shows where they come in and pay attention and are adults, they have a very good show because it's a very good show. But if you want to run in and run your mouth and not listen, then you can't possibly tell if anything's funny because you're not listening. But they don't get that concept because the world revolves around them. Their mom has made it revolve around them. Their parents have made it revolve around them. See, when we were younger, we didn't get to sit at the adult table at the parties. We sat at the kids' tables. But now, everybody's so important and what the kids say matters. It's a hell of a thing, folks. It's a hell of a thing. But been looking over the interwebs, and I don't know if you've been catching all the solar flares, folks. Something's up. This is not normal. Nobody's going to tell you. Because, and I've thought this over, if you knew the world was going to end, would you tell everybody? That's a question. I know it seems stupid, but that's a question. That's one of the things I'm going to get here discussing with Herman. And also this whole, it's funny, we isolated everybody for a couple years. And see, here's the thing about immune systems. They function best when not isolated. Because then they see the new variants, they see the new diseases, they create the new antibodies. You don't need a vaccine to do that. And again, I go back to the, vaccines are 40 or 50% effective. 40 or 50% effective. How do you know that? How do you know it's just that that person wouldn't have gotten it? And also the garbage that they put in these things. It's one bad thing after another bad thing after another bad thing. But it's for your health. It's kind of like when a cop pulls you over and takes money away from you for your safety. We all know it's horseshit. But people just allow the government to do things that they would never allow an individual to do because the government's good. Anybody who says the government's good's obviously never studied history. All governments become bad. Ours is doing the same thing. It's doing the exact same thing. And also, again, in the suppressed stories and the conspiracy theory corner of the internet, pointing out that the people who are getting sick are the ones who got vaccinated. Now, I thought the vaccine was going to end COVID because it was 100% effective. Oh, wait a minute. It was 90%. Wait a minute. It was 80. Wait a minute. It was 70. Wait a minute. You won't get as sick. Wait a minute. You won't die. Wait a minute. Well, maybe you'll die, but not as quick. It's just they have lied to you at every single corner, and you sitting there and allowing them to do it, it's sad. And you're allowing them to do it because nobody's calling anybody out because everybody's afraid to be canceled. Oh, they might cancel me. Cancel me then, bitch. That's all I got to say. I loved what Elon Musk said. And then I put it up there, and some dweeb has to get on my page. And he didn't say it all at one time. He said it in the mouth of a dead. Oh, shut up. He said it. Nobody else said it. He said it. He most certainly did. He most certainly did. So, anyhow. Dillinger, I am going to shut the curtains if you're going to keep barking during the show. I'll just be quiet. Man, I can see that this isn't going to work. Hold on a second, folks. I got to take Dillinger's vision to the outside away so he will be quiet as he's sitting here. He is using his inside bark, but it is making it very hard to get anything done. There we go. That took care of that. Anywho, you want to run our first commercial and go see if I can find Herman, and then we will get this thing on the road. Let me get up here. I'm not in the correct place. Yeah, doing a show from a van can be kind of difficult at times, that's for sure. But that's what we have here. We have the mobile studio, and we come to you live from the highway. Let me see here. Almost. There we go. So, here we go. Shameless self-promotion, first break. Let's get it.
That's right. The Jokers and Jesters Comedy Tour is back on the road. We are currently promoting our second Amazon Prime special, Jokers and Jesters, the next special. We will be touring small towns across this great country of ours. So for our tour dates, follow us on Facebook at Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour or at our website, jokersandjester.com. It's a great night of music, laughter, and magic. Don't miss us as we come to a small town near you.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Well, it seems like we're going to have to pick Herman up on the next break. I'm going to get started on this solar stuff. I don't know if y'all caught this, and it's one of these things where this is where they throw these terms around to collapse the ability to talk about stuff. And what I'm specifically talking about is the conspiracy theory tag and the oh, you're a nut bar and you believe in that kind of stuff. To use those phrases to discourage discussion. because when you discourage discussion, you can pretty much cover up anything you want to cover up. Look, they discouraged They try to discourage open discussion. Is what they try to do. They try to make you just believe. Best way I can put it. They try to make you just believe everything that they say and hide the truth by calling it misinformation. But who determines what's misinformation? The government, Dan, the government. Well, remember, this government once deemed slavery and the opposition to it misinformation. There's the reason our founding fathers made number one of our rights the ability to speak out. Because those that control the message control the population. And they knew that it was super important to be able to speak out. And it's so much that they made the Second Amendment your right to have a gun. Because the sword is mightier than the pen is mightier than the sword. Bullshit. Bullshit. The pen is mighty, but the pen without a sword is useless. Sorry to tell you that. You can espouse your ideas all over the place, but if you don't have the force to back them up, then you, my friends, have no power whatsoever. And that's a truth that nobody wants to hear. Everybody wants to believe that words will solve everything. Words don't solve everything. I'm sorry to tell you, they don't. They're a good starting point. I will give you that. And that's why you should do it first. I will give you that. But as it always ends up in the long run, if they're going to just keep trampling you, then you need the right to stand up. Now, along with those conspiracy theories, and it's funny how much, okay, let's just go down what conspiracy theories just recently have been proven true. Initially, the Wuhan lab leak was deemed misinformation. You got me? And then it was determined that it was accurate information. And then they said that 2.3 million people were going to be dead in 3 months from the Rona. And then they said, oh, that was wrong. It's not as deadly as we thought. Then they say the vaccine is safe and effective. And now we're finding out that they are hiding thousands of deaths, not tens, thousands of deaths, maybe in 10, 15, 20,000, maybe even much higher than that. Bleeds into my question, where is everybody at for these jobs? They say it's just people just aren't taking it. What if it's people who are dying? I'm just questioning. See, we're not allowed to question anymore. Oh, Dan, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist because you question. Yeah, I question. I question everything. I was raised that way. Why? Why? Keep asking why until you get to the answer. But here we are. And always remember that UFOs were a conspiracy theory, and you were an idiot to believe in them. The government would have told you if they knew. The government's known for well over 50 years plus. So the government has lied to you about the safety of marijuana. The government has lied to you about alien existence. The government has lied to you about everything. Yet, like idiots, you still believe them. You really do. And it's a shame. It's an absolute crying shame that you still believe in them. So, this solar flare stuff, the reason I'm bringing up all those conspiracies is to bring up another conspiracy. Now, you hear people talk about the Illuminati. And they're, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Which you say for a second, it's not. Because a lot of other conspiracy theories have definitely been proven true. Okay? So, you get down to that, and you start going, all right, hold on a second. Looks like Herman's ready, so I'm going to go pick him up. We'll run some commercials. That way we don't even have to take a commercial break after he comes back on here. So listen to some commercials. I'll be right back.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I gotcha.
I got you right where I want you. Like a wrong line in the field, I stalked you. Creeped up on you, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready
get you a bounce for ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goin'.
Can you hear me now?
We just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living just to follow the world with Satan's
and the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.webs.com. That's official. NinjaScroll.webs.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared. It's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Well, I'm sorry for the crazy start to the show and the commercials being there, but now they're done, and I've got Herman with me. What's up, Herman?
What's up, bud? What's going on?
Sitting here in San Antonio, Texas.
Hello, deep in the heart of Texas.
I want to get back to where I was before I came to get you, because I was making a point. I'm going to just recap it a little so you know where I was at. When the first Wuhan lab leak came out, it was instantly all over the internet. Everybody was like, well, the lab's right there. It's a lab leak. And then somebody said, you know, this is modified. And then suddenly that was all considered misinformation, false information, conspiracy theory, and they shut it down. And you find that the vast majority of conspiracy theories become the truth. So it's almost like they just label everything that's the truth a conspiracy theory to discredit it. So I then went to, and you and I know this because we grew up in the era that UFOs is BS, it's misinformation. It's a conspiracy theory. The Roswell incident was a weather balloon, and the government has no UFO technology, and you all are just crazy. And then in less than a year and a half, it turns out there was a UFO at Roswell. They did recover a craft at Roswell. They did recover technology at Roswell. They do have that technology and are using it. And everybody just went, yeah, whatever. You know, we don't care that you lied to us for 50 years and kept technology that will probably ruin everything on the planet Earth as far as what we get our electricity from now. See, be a free thing that anybody can do, and we can't have that. We can't having stuff for free.
We have free things now that are right in front of us that we don't notice that are free. Okay? All this cement is to block off all land so that you can't plug a light bulb straight into the ground, because they know this is possible.
Right.
But that's the technology they have. Yes, and they train you on solar lighting because all of these things existed at one time or another.
Oh, yeah. And we've been told a lie of history. And see, that's, again, where I get to people and I say, there's the knowledge you're taught versus the knowledge you know, you experience. And the knowledge you taught is always taught to you through the prism of somebody else and how they viewed it. They want you to see it. So the only true knowledge you have is knowledge you experienced.
Well, I always tell a person, okay, you go to school, right, to learn something. The only person that learned something from a college was the individual that got you to pay for what they're getting you to learn. The only smart person is the person who owns the college. The rest of the individuals are getting a piece of education, a piece of information. When you go to school to get a degree, they don't promise you a job. They promise you an education. What
That's
feeds
true.
You? A job. An education doesn't feed you.
Well, that's, I don't know if you saw this article, it just came out. It says most businesses are dropping the requirements of a college education.
You got darn right, because it cost me too dang much money to have to go, I got to go in debt to get a job. Think about it now, I have to go in debt to get a job.
And see, and I understand certain jobs, like I understand trade schools. I went to a trade school. I am
that's
for
it.
Trade schools. Because I actually came out with knowledge. Yeah, it is. It's an actual, it's basically OJT without being at the job.
It's application to something.
Yes. It's the basic.
It's application to something tangible.
Yes. Not female studies. I studied females in high school.
Yeah. It's female studies.
It's like these, you know, masters in business management. Look, you can learn how to manage a business without going to school very easily and probably more effectively. The trade schools are probably the most effective schools on the planet Earth. Now, medical schools, everybody would argue, oh, medical schools are the best. Well, when it comes to mending broken bones, to fixing spines, to fixing things that are actually broken, yes, they are magnificent at that. But when it comes
broken
to your general health, no.
No, because it's fine for things you have to reset. If you have to reset them, then the fundamentals of a doctrine are appreciated.
Yes.
If you need to go into a diagnosis, meaning you may need to make a decision based on your studies of the human body and anatomy and the account of how the body actually functions from within, from an inner purpose. You don't know that. You're lying to yourself. There's nothing scientific to tell you a damn thing. You're guessing.
And they're also trained to just look for a pill to cure it. They're pill prescribers. They're not health experts. They're pill prescribers. Come in, your blood pressure's high. They don't go, what are you eating? What's your diet? How much exercise? They don't do any of that. They go, here, take this pill.
Whether it's according to God or it's according to nature. Okay. It's like this. Where we are is like a match place. It's like playing concentration. Find the vegetable that fits the shape of the organ, and you find what will make you healthy.
Yeah, but you're talking natural cures, Herman. Those don't work. That's conspiracy theory. Only the pills made by the manufacturers that spend millions in Washington to buy our representatives work. Why are you so dumb?
Thank you. I'm so sorry, Dan. I didn't realize the idiocy was coming out of me. Thank you so much for reminding
me. You probably believe that herbs will cure shit. The funniest thing about this is you and I are both on that same journey of the natural cures. And we both have had the same results. We are two completely different people, yet we've had the exact same results of turning to all these natural things that are considered.
And you notice what I noticed? I looked at my refrigerator today. Now that I've turned to natural things, there are very few leftovers that I have.
Right.
Okay. I don't have these things that can sit in the refrigerator for 2-3 weeks. They're not going to make it.
Right.
Because I'm eating more living products. Living products deteriorate and they go back to the earth, so you have a certain time frame to which you can eat these things.
Exactly. And the fresher you eat, the better you feel.
Yes, if you're telling me I'm eating something with preservatives, that means it's already dead.
Yes. It's really funny that I look around and everybody just keeps getting fatter. And I
bigger.
Everybody, I'm looking at, I'm like, my God. Because I myself have lost 100 pounds, and I compare my pictures now to then. I look so much better now. I've got more energy now. I've got more livelihood now. Sitting around and watching TV absolutely does not appeal to me.
I'm putting shorts on now, Dan, that I couldn't fit before. I'm glad I kept older clothes.
I did the same thing. Isn't it great? So much alike. We are so much alike because I had a whole wardrobe that I grew out of. I just let set. And then I went back and I pulled them all out. And a matter of fact, they fit me, but they're loose fitting me because I'm ready to go back to where I was even years before that.
Yes. Dan, I'm ready to go. See, you know, I tell anybody, if they told me anything that was going on with my prostate, I said, well, listen, I'm going to thoughts for myself first. So I'm going to an acidic eating plan. You know, getting rid of all alkaline, going to straight acidic. I may stay in the acidic program for about a month and a half, maybe 2 months. Then I'll check my blood work again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are things you have to do. You cannot. I understand the doctor tells me what they want to do. But we have to take time for ourselves to do what we need to do for ourselves. Invite your mind to work for you.
Exactly. And see, I know this is true because the guy I'm touring with, he had cancer, was given months to live. And then he started researching and went into this stuff called Rick Simpson's oil.
Rick Simpson's oil. Yes, sir.
And he went on to that, and in 2 or 3 months when he went back for what he thought was going to be his final visit, he was told that his cancer was in remission. Now, they'd given him chemotherapy and done all that shit, and he went Rick Simpson's oil and went on a vegan diet.
But what is Rick Simpson's oil made from, Dan?
Marijuana.
What?
Say who?
Say what?
And if you notice, there are all these little studies out now. People that smoke a lot of pot and blah, 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 blah. Shut up. Look, I've been smoking pot for most of my life. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's the reason I'm in the health I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Your body has receptors designed for marijuana. Your brain has receptors designed for marijuana. Your body responds positively to marijuana. The reason they don't want you to use marijuana as a cure-all is the simple fact they can't make that much money on it.
If you can just throw some seeds to the side and it grows, nobody wants you to know.
That's right. There's no money in that. And unfortunately, the Rockefellers basically took over the United States back in the early 1900s. And we are living the plan that they want, not the plan America would have taken, not the natural path we would have taken. They lied about oil and said it was rare so that they could charge more. And then they made billions, and they bought every politician. Like I said, if you look at the history of every single president of the United States, they're all related to one British monarch. Now, tell me, what are the odds that through natural voting for people selecting who they wanted, that in the randomness of millions of people, we managed to elect every president that was related to this British monarch, it was just by happenstance.
Including Barack Obama.
Right.
Including,
who came out of nowhere, who was propped up, shot to the top. You weren't allowed to question his past. You weren't allowed to question anything, or you were a racist.
And I ask people, I'm not asking you to like or dislike Donald Trump. I'm not asking people to do that. I just would like for people to look into the, not talking about his father and all that. Look into the history of Donald Trump before he became the president. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. Talk shows, TV shows, everybody, he was having colleges and stuff. Not just black colleges, but colleges everywhere.
Right.
I didn't even realize that.
Oh, yeah. He was Coretta King is one of his biggest fans.
Okay. Now, how do you go from that to the world hates you? Well, he's not a part of that family.
Right. He spoke out. He was separate. He was an outsider. He had the money to withstand the storm. And that's why they hate him so much, is because he spoke out. He stood up. He went against. And you're not allowed to do that. Everybody has to toe the lie, because if everybody doesn't toe the lie falls apart. That's what you're watching across the country right now. The lie is falling apart.
Right, is falling apart everywhere.
Everywhere. And the truth is coming. And it's funny because this era was supposed to be the era of the Great Awakening. And what's happening? The Great Awakening. Now, you go back to, and what I want to string this all together is this conspiracy theory garbage that they throw at us. Everybody, oh, you believe in the Illuminati? You're a dummy. No, actually, it turns out that the people who believe in the Illuminati are actually more versed in what reality is than you dweebs who sit there and point fingers and laugh. Because one of the big things about the Illuminati is they have an agreement that says they must tell us before they do it.
Yep.
And we have seen, like we have discussed Demolition Man, as a prime example of them telling us before it happens. And our watching the movie is our acceptance of their plan. Now, you extend that to the movie The Core. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's basically about what happens when the Earth's magnetic field collapses and reverses. It's basically, you know, they're not talking about reversing. They're just talking about it collapsing. And everything is in that movie that shows that the Earth's magnetic field is collapsing is happening right now. Animals, bird kills, mammals washing up on shore because they've lost their direction. Auroras being seen clear down into Texas, which is something that was ultra rare that might have happened once every 10 or 15 years from a severe storm, has now happened, I think, 8 times this year. And just happened on December 1st, and they took shots of the Northern Lights off Nag's Head, North Carolina.
I was just talking about this on my live today. Oh,
so what's going on is that we are witnessing, we are in the days that we might actually see that flip. And then look at the major earthquakes that are happening after. See, the solar storms charge our center of our Earth and cause way more activity. That's why there are earthquakes associated with solar flares. Again, something nobody wants to talk about. So after this gigantic aurora was seen way south, we have 2 7-0 earthquakes within 24 hours and a 50,000-foot volcanic eruption all within days of that. So it's just coincidence, right? Coincidence.
Wow.
So when you get into that frame and you start looking at it, then you realize, hey, that I get not wanting everybody to know because a lot of people are not going to respond well. They will freak out. But we look like we could be in some pretty dire times.
Well, it's like this. Saturnalia. Brumalia. For years. Now, Saturnalia. Brumalia. is Christmas. Okay?
Yep.
Now, we're celebrating something that's supposed to be tied to Jesus and religion. True meaning of Saturnalia, Grimalia, is when men give each other gifts and have wild sexual orgies together. So Christmas is a gay holiday.
Have a gay old time.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. So I'm just saying, you know, fa la 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 la, as we don our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. I'm like, what? This is a whole homosexual show. So does religiously.
Like I said, there's a message, and they don't want you to see the message. And the message is coming to the surface now, to the point where, like any great plan, you've got to stay in the shadows till you believe you're in that home stretch where you got it made. And that's where they're at. They believe they're in the home stretch. And all that takes for us to destroy the home stretch is for everybody to open their eyes and think freely, which is something that they fear the most. They fear free thought. They fear free thinkers. That's why in school you're told to memorize and regurgitate. You're not told to look and analyze and think. You're set, you know, just regurgitate this, just memorize this. That's why the shop classes were eliminated, because shop classes teach you to think. You know, I've got to do this. Now, how am I going to do that? And then you have to think it out, which actually
analyze
and
evaluate.
It teaches you how to think, which we don't want people thinking anymore. We want them to be perfect little robots to parrot back what we tell them.
Yes.
And that's why these people with PhDs, to me, are really nothing more than professional parrots.
Yeah.
Because if they go against the doctrine which they've been taught, they will be ostracized. If they go along and just parrot the ideas, they will be rewarded with three letters after their name that make them better than you.
The richest persons in the world discovered that college was useless. The richest people in the world discovered that college was useless. Period.
Yeah.
Education is not about college. You want to be a developer. You don't want to be an educated person.
Well, it's like I told you about, I don't know if I told you, but I mentioned this earlier. Businesses are dropping college degrees as requirements.
Yes.
Across the board. Now, if businesses found that hiring college-educated people was beneficial and not detrimental, do you think they would drop that requirement?
Thank you.
Again, this is using logic, something that most people cannot do because there's, well, that's just your personal opinion. That's just your individual evaluation. Shut up. It's called thinking outside the box. It's called original thought. That's why most people are afraid of it, because we're taught to parrot what somebody else's thought were, not to actually take the time to have our own thoughts and then espouse them to people so that people can criticize them.
Well, there's a big difference between conscious thought and ego-driven thought. Ego-driven thought is usually telling you something stupid within yourself because you're caught on yourself.
Yeah.
Conscious thought is a thought not only includes the betterment for yourself, but for the betterment of the entire surrounding. Conscious thought gives everyone else the opportunity to grow because you don't have an ego defense because you know how great you are consciously.
Exactly. And here's the other end of it. All your great seers, like Casey and all these people who had visions, they all talk about the Akashic records or Akashic records. I'm shitty with names, you know me. But
okay.
it's a universal knowledge that exists that when you sit in a meditative state, you can tap into. Because you've heard many people who've had these great, brilliant breakthroughs will say, I was asleep and this came to me, or I was daydreaming and this came to me. It's that state of mind where you're open and you're relaxed and you feel everything around you, but you tap into this. Now, many people, oh, that's bullshit, that's a lot. Well, then explain it to me. Explain it to me in another way.
Okay, you know why they don't want to talk about this? Here we're about to go into this. I've been talking about this all day today. Here we go. There's no such thing as zero, okay? No such thing as zero. Zero is like something implanted in something to change it for someone else's purpose, okay? It's only 1 through 9. So the way we count is totally wrong. Number one, there's no zero. It's only 1 through 9. 3, 6, 9 is the effect that you're speaking about. Utilizing the power of 3, 6, and 9. Many people say, well, yes, you're talking crazy.
No, you're not. I've heard what you're talking about.
Okay, because you have to reach into your spiritual growth of who you are, and that's reaching to the nature, the very nature of utilizing how to connect yourself with life itself, how to connect yourself with this firmament.
And so, those numbers are all in nature in some form or another.
Thank you. They don't want you, look, this is what they want you to understand. Now, Terrence Howard said, 1 times 1 equals 1, according to people. How can 1 times 1 equal 1 when it's called multiplication? If 1 times 1 is 1, then what did you multiply? Well, we multiplied 1 by itself. Well, what happened to what you multiplied?
Yes.
Period. So 1 times 1 can be 2, or 1 times 1 can be 4, or 6, or 8, or 7. But 1 times 1 is not 0, is not anything, is not nothing, is not just stationary. They want you to think that you can multiply something and it will be stationary. That's what they're trying to tell you.
Yeah, and multiply 0 by anything.
And then it goes to 0. It becomes nothing. So where does it go?
Yeah.
How do you multiply something times something and it becomes nothing?
Yes.
That of it makes no sense on earth.
But you're taught that.
We have people teaching us this.
Yeah, and then you rabbit it back without thought, without asking why.
Not at one time do you ask why.
Right. You memorize this. Don't question it. Memorize this.
People, okay, there's a reason for 666. Okay, we'll find out what it is later. But somebody said, what does 0 represent in the numeric culture? It represents 6. What does X represent? 6. Fox TV, F is the 6th number, so that's 666. Like we said, Corona. Add the letters up from Corona, they add up to 66. Add the numbers from the letters up to Corona, add the 66. Add the 6 letters in Corona, it's 666. We are living in this 369 is everything we're doing.
Yes.
And for some reason, we're stuck in 666666666. Why? If you're stuck in 666, let's stop talking about Satan and everything else. If you're in 369 and you're stuck on 6, that means you're on pause.
Exactly.
That means we're on pause. 6666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666666 And whatever we're stuck in that sixth loop is disastrous because all hell is breaking loose.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
And every way around it. We are in upside down world where bad is good and good is bad.
But the advantage to that, Dan, is when bad is good and good is bad, that means there's an advantage for someone who is good to take advantage of the good while the bad's not paying attention. There's a distraction in the band right now. They're distracted.
Yeah. And that's why I said they've come out to play their end game now. They believe that they have such an advantage that they no longer need the cloak of secrecy.
Yeah, right.
And that's where they come out and openly say, we want your children to be able to chop their dicks off when they're 6 years old, when they can't vote, when they can't buy a gun, when they can't live on their own. We want them to have the autonomy to say that they want their dick cut off. And we want you to go along with that to the point where you'll say it's good.
That is crazy.
When
I say crazy, it is flipping nuts.
Yeah. It's the absolute upside down insanity. It's the same thing with everybody, you know, Black Lives Matter, except for the 20 to 40,000 abortions.
But see, Black Lives Matter is a lesbian organized group.
Yeah, and they took that money that they got and bought themselves mansions and turned their back on the movement.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's
yeah.
why I upset a lot of people because, like I said, I don't want to take away your right to do what you want to do, but at least be honest about what you're doing. Quit saying you're aborting a fetus. No, you're killing a baby.
You're killing the baby and not giving the baby. Okay, so if LGBTQ matters, okay, and if you want to say Black Lives Matter, how in the world do the babies that are aborted, they're representing somebody maybe in the LGBTQ. They're
right.
representing maybe somebody in the Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So how can you fight for all of this stuff and you're alive and see you made it? You can't help the ones that ain't made it across yet?
Right. You call them something that's less than a baby. You're a fetus. So
you're a fetus.
You're not a baby yet. You're just something.
Dan, what did you say you're what?
You're a fetus.
The way you said that, Dan. You said it and separated it, and I don't know if you heard yourself, but you said to me it came out you to feed us. Feed us.
Yes, sir. Well, I said that. It's a crying shame that we do that, and we give it a name that's less than. And that's what they've done. And so in their mind... And they even call a fetus a parasite now. They want to make it something that's awful so that we can kill it. You say kill a baby to somebody, they get real bent out of shape because you're actually pointing out what they're doing. And in their mind, they play the word game and say it's not a baby, so you're not killing a baby. You're killing a fetus. And
Dan,
kill it.
There's so many reasons why. And when you start talking about this, right, feed us, it's like right now there are so many products made from these fetuses. And we have to look at the fetus products. There are products made from these fetuses.
Oh, yeah.
This is
well
beyond just abortion. There's not any part of that baby that's not you.
Oh, absolutely, and people don't want to hear that.
There's not a piece of that baby that's not you. And when we find out the many
down to the toes.
Down to the toes. And they found a lot of baby products and a lot of baby parts and a lot of products, from food down to flavor enhancers. Down to sexual stimulants.
And COVID-19 vaccine.
Hello. Okay. We are not crazy.
No, we're not. It's that whole thing where you're so far ahead of the curve that it looks like you're behind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't want to understand what we're saying.
They want to just call us crazy and pan us off like we don't exist.
People are, man, what we do for life is what people don't like to see. You're traveling, you're on the road. You say, hey, man, hey, there's things that happen on the road, X, Y, and Z, but no matter what, the things that happen to you on the road, people dream of just being on the road one day. They're working 9 to 5 jobs every day doing the same thing day in and day out.
Yep.
Trapped with no other choice. When they work, it's in a cubicle office building. And to do what you do, they have to take vacation.
Yes.
But
and
when
they
life,
wait their entire life. Their entire life, the parts that are good, they waste them on paying somebody else to eventually to get to the point where they can travel. And by the time they get to they can travel, their bodies are so screwed up they can't really enjoy it.
Yeah, you can't do nothing but sit at the beach. I don't want to be like that, man. Well, I'm just sitting at the beach watching everybody, and I'm so blessed I can put my feet in the water. Huh?
Well, the one that's left after they chop it off, or...
and maybe this other ankle will go down from the salt water. Oh, the one that's left. Man, come on, man.
I know you've seen these pictures of the people putting up now from the 70s beach, and there's no fat people on the beach. Now, how did we go from damn near nobody obese to everybody obese?
That's crazy.
Did we change our eating patterns that much, or was it the food, what we were eating that changed?
Change the eating patterns, change the mental psychosis. Take away the exercise, and you take away the flow.
They took away shop classes. They took away gym classes. Everything that was beneficial in education has been removed.
There's no home ec classes. There's nothing to tell you how to cook, sew, anything anymore.
No, it's just be a consumer. That's what's being taught in school.
That's it. And even they better have gyms.
Well, a lot of gym is taken away. It's not like a person can just say, I want to opt out, and they can. Because it's degrading to make them change together. Well, especially now that you're allowing boys in the women's room, I guess it is.
Yeah, I guess that boy with that big penis in the girl's locker room that claims he's a girl doesn't work.
What it takes to fight back is basically the Elon Musk strategy. Did you see his speech the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, dude. Listen, this is – he was at this elitist-type forum, and they were questioning him on stage. And he goes, advertisers are fleeing X. And he goes, they don't want to advertise. And he goes, good. And the guy goes, good? He goes, yeah. He goes, good. He goes, if you want to threaten me with money and blackmail me over advertising, and he said these exact words, he said, go fuck yourself. And then the host goes, what? And then he said, go fuck yourself.
All right, with the word F in the middle, right?
Yeah, and he said it individually, like go, period, fuck, period, yourself, period. He goes, and then the guy goes, well, how will that business model work? And he goes, it probably won't. He goes, but when X is bankrupted, it'll been bankrupted by people trying to control it. And he goes, and hopefully people will kind of see that. And it's true that these advertisers have grown so big that they believe that you simply don't agree with them is the reason to make you disappear.
Yeah.
That you can't have another opinion other than their opinion, and if you do, you must be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends, that is tyranny.
That is
really, and using money and influence to suppress thoughts that oppose. Now think about that. Because that's everything evil from the past that we've talked about, like when a king was a dictator and he would rule to his people. That's what these big corporations have become. They have decided that their opinion is so important, anybody goes against their opinion, they will destroy them.
Wow. The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes. And what's allowed that to happen is we've already been through this once. It was called the Great Depression. And during the Great Depression, they wrote all these laws to prevent monopolies. They did. And they broke up railroads. They broke up this. They broke up that. Anything that was too big. And where are we at now, dude? Amazon controls everything. BlackRock. All these big corporations that own fucking Bill Gates, he owns all this farmland and he's not a farmer. Why is he buying that? To control your food.
Yes. Bill Gates is controlling food, agriculture, medicines. He's controlling a lot of things right now.
Yes. He, in effect, is a gigantic monopoly that needs to be dismantled.
Yes, himself.
Yes. He needs to be dismantled. He needs to be put back in his body.
He's controlling the vaccines, and he's just doing his things, his fast sciences.
Yeah, he's getting things done that nobody else could get done. And amazingly, after they released those genetically modified mosquitoes, they're having all kinds of trouble with mosquito-borne diseases that didn't used to be in the United States. The hell is that happening? Is it coincidence again?
And then when we talk about these mosquitoes, how do we talk about and have a conversation like this? We haven't talked to each other about this. We haven't talked to each other. It's not like we did a show prep and you talked to me and said, Herm, I'm going to bring up something about mosquitoes today. Because when we talk, I don't want people to think that we're doing show prep. We don't have show prep.
No, our show prep is I call you. That's the extent of it. It really is. I wish to say that we had all these notes and things, but this is just stuff you and I go experience a week, and then we come together and speak about it.
Yeah. Because it's important.
Right.
And people have to be, don't be scared to use your brain. It works.
People are afraid to think. That's why they'll give you this, oh, that's all above me. Well, if you want to consider yourself dumb, go ahead and consider yourself dumb. And guess what? You will be dumb. And things that happen to you will be dumb. But if you'll lift your head out of the gutter, and quit giving a shit which basketball team's doing this or which football team's doing that, and actually concern yourself. Doesn't mean you can't enjoy those things. Don't get me wrong, but those shouldn't be the end-all to be-all. You should have a knowledge of what's going on that will affect you. Like this, the new law they just passed in 2026, cars manufactured will have to have a kill switch. The government can deem your driving inappropriate and shut your car down.
Yeah. So it would either that or shoot you down in the sky from one of their new drones that can fly above you and hit you pinpoint in the forehead with one shot.
Yeah.
The kill shot drones. Well, they don't talk about these things.
Well, I know, and they've got lasers in space because look at Maui. Why has nobody been allowed in Maui? Because they don't want you to see the truth.
And all I tell people right now is the weirdest thing is that the last time I saw somebody talk about spaceships and aliens, right?
Yep.
The spaceships were not coming out of the sky. You know where they were coming from? No. Out of the water.
The place that we've only explored 10% on the planet Earth?
Right? These spaceships were not coming out of the sky. They were shooting out of the water.
And again, it goes back to what you want to call a conspiracy theory or what, because if you start talking flat Earth, people just lose their marbles. But what if it's coming from those other lands that are outside of Antarctica that are 40, the 68 states won't allow you to fly over there to find out for yourself?
And what if you figured, when you fly out into outer space, they call it outer space, but water comes from it, right? So it means
yep.
we have a ceiling leak. It means we have a ceiling leak. So
there's
if
all,
you break
there's all kinds of things. See, there's all kinds of things that we talk about on every day that people will just poo-poo and throw off. But nobody's been in outer space. I know. I mean, yeah, they say there's astronauts and all those have been there, but that's a handful of people. It's real easy to control what a handful of people say until they have nothing left to lose. That's Stanley Kubrick on his deathbed, a time when he had nothing left to lose, said that he faked the moon landing. Now, why did he say that?
And why would the man that said, before he died, he said, listen, you all thought the moon landing was real. It was not real.
Right. Why would he say that?
He said, they said, how would you know? He said, I was the cameraman.
Why would you say that? On your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
Place where people are most certainly the most honest they will ever be, because they realize at that moment nothing else matters. That's a deep thought.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to answer that question.
No. Why?
Because it would burst every bubble. The alien announcement would wake people up. I was wrong on that. I thought when we announced the aliens that people would be like, okay, the government's lied to us on a bunch of places, but apparently not. But we have to realize that basically, everything we've been told by the government for the past 50 years has been a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was a lie, why is the moon a lie? Because they lied about pot, they lied about aliens, they lied about all these different things. So if they've lied about all those, why did they not lie about everything else?
Mm.
And how did NASA misplace all of the data from the moon flight to the point where we'd have to recreate it to go again?
Well, because it was a lie.
Because they never had the data to begin with. So you're telling me that at that time, that was the most expensive government project ever at that time, and we lost all the data.
There we go.
And nobody cares, and nobody's concerned, and nobody's upset, nobody's like, well, how do you spend all that? Nobody, there's not a peep from a single person. In fact, I dare say that most Americans don't know that we've lost all that data.
Exactly. Does anyone even know?
Right. Because you don't hear it on the news.
Oh, no. That would be the last thing you hear.
Yeah, the news, air quote. The script, should we say. You don't hear it from the script.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. You're not going to hear it from the script.
No.
square and dumb. That's the last thing you're going to do.
And that's the other thing. Get past the presidents all being related to one British monarch. What about the fact that the vast majority of them belong to the Skull and Crossbones Society?
Yeah.
That's a coincidence, too?
Yeah. I think everything is a coincidence now.
Yeah. You're not supposed to see the story. It's all coincidence. Everything's a coincidence. It's a coincidence all these people have disappeared after the vaccine showed up. It's a coincidence that all these new diseases and everybody having problems showed up after everybody was isolated for a year and a half. It's a coincidence that Barack Obama has pictures of him with a guy that looks exactly like Michelle.
No one's talking about it.
It's a coincidence that when Michelle Obama was dancing, she had a ding-a-ling shaking in her pants. And look at them hands. Look at them hands.
Yeah. But you got people saying, don't question it.
No. Because you're a homophobe. That's why you're questioning it, because you didn't want a gay person in the world. I'm not why I'm questioning. I just don't like being lied to. I don't like being deceived. But, you know, if I question it, I'm a racist. So.
No, and a homophobe.
Yeah, and a homophobe on top of that. All the isms and stuff.
The key to it is, if you found out Michelle Obama was a man, the next thing is going to say, what difference does it?
There's my answer. I just want honesty. I don't, you know, after the fact, I don't care the results. It didn't matter to me. I just want you to be honest. I hate being lied to, and that's what we're being done.
Yeah.
That's like when you say, I have to accept that a man is a woman because he says he's a woman. No, I don't have to accept that. No more than I have to accept a man when he says, I'm a lizard. I don't have to accept that because he's not a lizard. It's proven scientifically from the same people who scream at me to follow the science.
Yeah.
The same science that taught me in school that there's male and female.
The same science. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now there's the same science that taught you as male and female. They want you to tell you, well, skip that, we made a mistake.
Yeah, we can change genders just by our thoughts. No, you can't. It's like I said, it's okay for a girl to be a tomboy. It's okay for a guy to be effeminate. But he can't become a woman just because he's effeminate.
Yes. That's what they want to say. But he's a woman. No, he's not. He's got
no. Woman. No, he's a man who thinks he's a woman. I'm good with that. But. Are you a woman? No, you're not.
No.
I identify as a world-famous comic. Does that make me a world-famous comic? Unfortunately not. I wish it was that simple.
Yeah.
But it's not that simple.
Well, I'm a 75-year-old rich Indian man. I own everything.
and then people will get upset. Oh, you're making fun of them. I'm not making fun of them. I'm just not going to play that stupid game. Where you say, I'm something, so you are. No, you're not.
I'm a potato. Okay, go to bed.
You know, this is, I think really it did start, though, with the participation trophy. As much as people think that the overused comparison, I think that's where it started, because you were a loser, but you could identify as a winner.
Yeah, it kind of started there, yeah. Yeah, well, that was a part of it. That was a setup. You had to set up to get to that point.
Yeah, everything was a step. And that was one of the steps to convince people, no matter what you thought was more important than what you were. And so when you showed up and your team competed and your team lost, you still could believe you won because I got a trophy too. The reality went out the window.
Hey, man, you got a 12-place trophy champ? How many places were there? 12. Oh, my God, you were incredible. You finished.
Yeah. You showed up and participated. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, what we're doing is we're getting into this society where facts mean nothing and thoughts mean everything is where we're heading to.
Yes.
Because people want to believe that these electric cars are green when everything shows you they're not. Number one being their only power source, their major power source, comes from the exact thing that they're trying to get rid of.
Those goddamn electric cars are bunk.
Well, I don't know if you saw this story. They put out this, I think it was a $500, $600 million solar field in Oklahoma. And then one big major storm came through with hail and destroyed every one of the solar panels and shut the entire project down forever.
Wow.
And created a mountain of toxic waste from all the busted solar panels. And the green technology that is the windmills that require electric to make them that come from fossil fuels, material that comes from fossil fuels, and then they have a very short lifespan, and then they are left with something that cannot be recycled, so they're chopped up and buried in the ground, creating another pollution, but they're green.
The only thing that's green is what grows naturally.
True.
If it comes with an artificial aid of any sort, it's not green.
And also, to make all these things require rare earth minerals, which are already in short supply. That's why they're called rare earth minerals. So we're taking something that's fully abundant, oil. We were told oil was going to be gone in the 70s. We were told oil was going to be gone in the 80s. We were told oil was going to be gone in the 90s. We've been told, entire life we've been told, oil is going to be gone in 10 years, yet we have more oil now than ever. And if you quit wasting time on green technologies and developed better technologies based on what you actually have, we would have much better. There should be gasoline motors making 150 miles to gallon right now. But yeah, they won't do that. They won't do that because batteries is going to replace oil, which it can't. The grid can't handle it. We can't build enough ways to distribute it. So in every shape and form, it's designed to fail.
Yeah, but you got to think, you people are thinking short term.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're a long-term thinker around short-term thoughts. So your long-term thinking around these short-term thoughts are going to sound irrelevant because you're talking about how to make that short-term thing extend or to last, or to tell them how it can destroy. That's not what they want to hear.
Not at all.
And they call it short-term thinkers.
Well, we've been driven through panic, is how every policy's been lately. Most people don't remember this. When COVID first started, they predicted 2.25 million Americans dead in 3 months. We haven't hit that after 3 years. Yet nobody's ever retracted that statement. Nobody's ever pointed out how wrong that statement was. It was made to drive fear. It worked, and people responded. But now, that's right. Now nobody's going to go back and go, hey, how did you miss that by so much? Because you did. You missed it by a country mile. But nobody cares. At all. No, and you can't question the credibility, because then they come back with the canned answer. And I said this way early. I said their answer is going to be it was something new we didn't know. Well, then why did you speak with such certainty if you didn't know?
Well, it's like this. I'm a boxer going to fight another boxer, right? I really know I don't have a chance in hell, but they're the purse. I'm going to get paid, but I know there's not a chance in hell I'm going to win.
But you know you're going to get paid.
But I know I'm going to get paid. This is what we're looking at. They knew they were going to get paid.
They sure did. And congressmen who own Pfizer stocks got paid. Pfizer executives got paid. The Pfizer company got paid. Paid with no risk.
Yeah. With reassurities and trying to help themselves and not being sued.
Right. So if your product's thoroughly tested, why are you afraid of risk?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're afraid of risk because you know what you're selling is garbage.
Yeah. You're selling a dream and a lie. And you want people to accept it?
You only ask for immunity to cover your own ass.
Yeah.
Hey, people want to go back. Oliver North, let's go way back there. They gave him immunity before they knew what he knew to try to find out what he knew. And then he came out and told them everything because he wasn't afraid because he had immunity.
That's great. That's crazy. Man, they don't have
ours.
Man, they know how to just wiggle around some stuff.
Well, it's a world of deception right now. I think they want it that way. So, if everything seems to be crazy and not the truth, then how do you find the truth?
How do you?
And if there's no truth, then the society collapses. Because there's no truth.
Yes, it does. Wow.
And you can't get people to see that because they're so bought into the fact that they believe the government is telling them the truth and the government actually cares for them when the government doesn't give a shit about them.
At all.
No. Oh, they'll play the game and act like it during election time, but the rest of the time they don't give a shit about you. They're on their private plane heading to Epstein's Island. Did you hear that the other day? They were voting on whether they were going to expose Epstein's flight log, and they voted down showing up the flight log.
Yeah, there were too many people on it.
Right. Too many important people on it.
Yeah.
And they didn't want their level of depravity shown to the people that they represent.
Some of them people they represented on that, too.
there's an evilness running this country right now.
Yeah.
And it's the arc of history, though.
Oh, yeah.
History's done this 100 times before us.
And
it will do it 100 times after us. And it's because, again, that's the phrase that people, oh, you're overusing it, you know. Strong men create good times create weak men create bad times create good men. We're living in very good times, and it's creating a truckload of weak men that will eventually make our next hard time.
Yes, Lord. We know that to be true.
Yes, we do.
So we got little boys, and they don't know what to do.
No.
When you look at a boy and a girl, now you don't know the difference between the two. So you can't even ask them about sex, let alone who are you.
And then you find out that they're not having sex. They're not even trying. They've just given up.
Yeah. Yeah. It ain't even nothing to talk about.
And the funny thing is we're not that old, but this has all happened in our lifetime.
Yeah, no. And you talk about things may change. This has been there's been a total change right now.
Yeah.
I don't recognize what the hell we're living in. Something has changed.
I am with you 100% on that.
There has been a major shift because I have been living my life just going along and nothing's changed with me, but everything around me is different from what I know to be my own reality. I ain't crazy.
No. No, not at all.
Like you said, there were not fat people on beaches. Okay,
right?
All boys didn't want to be girls, and girls didn't want to be man dudes. And, you know, it wasn't all this shooting and killing, and all the music is about sex, drugs, and killing. And everybody wants to take drugs to deal with life, whether it's street drugs or prescription drugs. What the heck is going on?
That's my question. Around and say something's not happening. But something's happening. And it's a change. It's a big change.
A major change. Catastrophic change. And for some people, it'll be a debilitating change. It is change.
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to see some very hard times that's going to change people back the other way. But unfortunately, everybody's going to have to go through that ride together where you've got to see the destruction before people will finally go, hey, maybe that was not a good idea.
Well, people have seen these rides before, like you said, the Great Depression, and people don't realize that people are on a ride every day. You just happen not to be on the ride. Someone's on the ride today. Somebody woke up today in a crack house. Somebody woke up today in the alley on heroin. Someone woke up today on smack. Somebody woke up today on ice. Somebody woke up today an alcoholic that's been like that for 30 years. We
yep.
just happen to be not in that train. But it's going on with somebody every day within.
See, I was in the drinking train for quite a while
until I
pulled myself out of it.
Yeah.
And that was by far the best move I ever made. But at the other end of it, I don't want to take away somebody else's right to drink if they want to.
No, that's your right to drink.
Yeah, it's your right to run your life the way you want to run your life. Just when it goes to shit, don't expect me to be the one to be sorry for you.
And see, me, I got to tell people I try to make it legitimate and talk to you before it gets to the shit. Because you probably come back to me when you think you need to quit. And when you come back to me when you need to quit, I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, it's funny to me because I made that determination on my own. Nobody said to me, Dan, you need to quit drinking. I said to myself. And I had a good conversation with myself and really looked at what I got from it versus what I lost from it. And to me, there was no – when I hit that moment, I was like, oh, okay. And then I just dropped it. And the funny thing is, when I dropped it, I never missed it.
Never missed a beat.
Never missed a beat. And then I don't go on Facebook like all these other people. Oh, I've been so many days without alcohol. You know, praise me. No, I don't. What you're saying is I'm no longer stupid. Praise me is what you're saying.
I'm no longer an idiot.
Yeah, I'm no longer dumb, so praise me. Praise me. I figured out the smart solution. Praise me.
Yeah, praise me.
Yeah. I want acknowledgement for the fact that I'm no longer stupid.
I am legit. I am no longer an idiot.
What else is it? Seriously, what else is it? What do you gain by going out in public and saying, I haven't drank for so many days? What could be another purpose?
Self-fulfilling in some type of way.
Yeah. I'm proudly proclaiming I'm no longer stupid and I want you to praise me. Rather than I made a positive change in my life and move on.
Thank you. I made a positive change in my life and move on. No one wants to see things ever.
No. You gotta be patted on the back. Good job, Herman. Good job. I'm proud of you. You're no longer dumb.
You're the greatest recovering alcoholic I've ever seen. And challenging.
And the funny thing is, that strength is in you. You don't need somebody to tell you. Just do it. Change it. If it's causing your problems, change it.
Yeah,
well, you're oversimplifying it, Dan. No, I'm not. I'm not oversimplifying it. The only battle you really have is in your head. That's the hard part. It's in your head. That's it. Because alcohol can't get out of the refrigerator, walk over to you on the couch, and pour itself in your mouth. You must take that action. I think it was best said, I was watching this weightlifter guy, and what he said really hit me. He goes, a lot of people will say, I can't work out because I don't have the energy. He goes, okay. He goes, do you have the energy to walk to the fridge and get food?
Wow. Yeah. Touché.
And I was like, well, damn. And the lady goes, no, that's different. He goes, no. He goes, did you have the energy to get up and walk to the fridge? He goes, if you've got the energy to walk to the fridge, you've got the energy to work out. You just won't let yourself. He goes, it's an excuse. He goes, you got the energy to watch TV all night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why not the other?
Why
and I
not?
Listened to that, and I just went, damn. He's made some real, that's a powerful point right there.
Collateral damage.
Everybody has strength inside, but we're not told that. We're sold this, you know, we get our strength. We do get our strength from the community. Don't get me wrong. But the real strength always starts at the individual level. And you have the power inside of you to change everything about you, but it's not going to be easy, and it will require you to actually have self-discipline, which is something we're not taught anymore. We're taught that whatever whim, we're supposed to chase it. Whatever whim, it's supposed to happen. And believe me, I've chased a lot of stupid whims in my life, and I've made a lot of major mistakes in my life, but you can't let that collar you for the rest of your life to say, well, since I did this stupid shit then, I'm still stupid now. No, that's where you learn. If you did something stupid and you learned from it, it wasn't stupid, it was a lesson.
There you go. Stupid is what stupid does. And do you plan on doing the same thing again? And if you answer, yes, I do, then that's probably the truth.
Hey, when you're a woman and you got four different baby daddies, I'd say your choice maker is kind of broken.
Yeah. These men are not right. How about you and your vagina choices are not right? How about that?
Because when you really get down to the bottom line of it, the real keepers are the women.
Yeah.
Because men will say yes. Men will just go, yeah, because they're horny and they're controlled by their hormones when they're younger. Women can say no and actually mean it. So the real gatekeepers are women.
Right, but they're changing that now. If you want to destroy the people, get to the women. They're changing that now. These women are now just doing anything now, and it's unbelievable. This wasn't the way women were.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like when you watch some of these different podcasts where they're talking about women and their body counts and how that matters to a man, and the women are like, it doesn't matter to a man. Yeah, it does.
See, this part of my life, this is how I'm living, and my body count doesn't start after I'm done with this. Then I'm going to start my body count. I'm like, you was a whore.
Right.
You're a whore.
And a guy with that many body counts is a whore as well.
But see, no, I'm not a whore. I can't be a whore. I'm a whore maker. I can't be a whore.
That brings a whole new twist to the homemaker. I'm a homemaker.
Homemaker. Yes, that's
oh my God, man. That's a t-shirt. I'm a hoe maker.
I'm a hoe maker. I'm not a hoe. I'm a hoe maker. I can't be a hoe. We can't have two hoes.
I'm a hoe maker.
But you got to think about it, Dan. Women have control of it. You may have the pole, but they control the hole. You may own the pole, but they control the hole.
Well, it's that way. If you really look at that way, it's that way in nature. That, like, if you look at these birds, the guys will put on display. The woman chooses. Whether that be in birds or peacocks or anything, if you look, the women choose.
Yeah. They choose the cocks.
Always are supposed to look for the best ones.
Yeah, the most healthy, the strongest one, to be the best one to breed with. So they can carry a strong bloodline and gene.
Exactly. And we've turned that into, just fuck anything and see what happens.
Yeah, this girl's hair retarded, eye cocked to the side. I'm going to see how my kids look.
Yeah. And then they sit there and act like it's all the men's fault. When we all, it's a parent who controls who's the gatekeeper. It's apparent to anybody who wants to think. The women control that. And that's what's really funny is they act like they're not equal to men, but they make all the really important decisions.
Yeah. You see, now the new birth control is Pima.
Yep.
Pima, you know what Pima is?
What's that?
A woman says, I don't want to get pregnant, so just put it in my ass. That's a Pima, okay? They're not even talking about birth control anymore. This is the new world.
Oh,
the world is disastrous, man, and nobody cares.
No, they don't. Not at all. And that's a shame. Well, man, we got to get out of here. We've done run
get
over.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
all right. It's all good. Oh, okay. Hey, man, this, man, you don't make no sense all the time you've been on this phone.
That's why the conversations are, and like people wouldn't believe that this is just spontaneous, but every one of our conversations are just spontaneous.
Yeah. It's what they are. They're spontaneous conversations at will. Hey, no one going out their way to prepare or make anything function a certain way. It's just what it is.
And we also listen to each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listening is a dead art.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's more important that I get my opinion across than learn from the conversation.
Yeah, that's called cackling, like two hens.
Yeah. And that's why I hope really people who listen to this do what, you know, don't ever go, oh, they're right. But they listen to what we're saying and go, well, maybe I should look into this and think about it. Because
they can look at us
is the best thing.
They're crazy as hell, and I think they're nuts, but they have some great opinions. All right, thank you for listening.
Fine, listen, I don't care why you listen, but I hope you take the time after you get off of here and go, let me look into what they're saying. And that's where, to me, I do research from a lot of different places, even places I disagree with, and then I look at what everybody says, and I look for consensus, I look for differences, and I look for things that are obviously true and things that are obviously false. And I try to balance it all out to not throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm. Makes sense.
We used to be able, when we were younger, we were taught how to critically think. That's why we had civics classes where we would discuss the topics, and I had some great social studies teachers in my school, and they would, like, on news day, they would bring up a news topic, and then we would kick it around the room, and everybody would give their opinions, and then you could hear multiple opinions, which helped you develop your opinion, rather than an instructor going, this is the opinion you will have, which is what we have now.
Yes. Yes. Based on life experience, which are our studies of life.
Yes. And there are absolutes. There are absolutes in the world. Yes, there is. But there are so many things that aren't absolutes where it's perfectly okay for you to have your opinion on that, and it's okay for me to have my opinion on that because it really doesn't matter. But we have got to the point where if your opinion's different than mine, then there's something wrong with you.
Mm. Yes.
We can't see where your opinion could be. And I can see people's opinions, and I can agree with them or disagree with them and still be your friend. And that, go back to my best man at my wedding back when I was married was gay. Well, back then, gay was not popular. Gay was not protected. And yes, gay was discriminated against. And yes, it was wrong. But at the same time, I never did that. I just was like, well, that's your opinion. You're allowed to have your opinion. And we went about being friends. But we can't do that now because if I didn't agree with his opinion, he would have never been my friend now.
Mm-hmm. That is wild.
But it's not an opinion that the sun comes up and the sun goes down. That's a fact. It's not an opinion it's wrong to kill somebody. Kill somebody. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a fetus.
Yes. Unless it's a fetus, you know?
Yeah. Then it's not a person. Yet.
And it's not an actual statement that makes sense that the sun comes up and the sun.
No, the father comes up and the sun goes down. That makes sense.
Oh my God!
Oh man,
we could go on forever. You know that?
Yeah, brother.
Again, that's why, like I said, I won't answer the phone for you unless I got an hour.
Because if not, we're going to be on here laughing for a good hour. If not, yeah. I'm trying to say it. And time
we're
going to
kick around some ideas, and it's going to make your brain think for the rest of the day.
Yes, sir, man. As usual, you know how we do.
Yeah. Well, Herman, it was always a pleasure and always is a pleasure. And I hope you have a great week until I talk to you next week. And then the week after that, I don't know if I'll be home on Monday, but I'll be heading that way. So,
posting this way, huh?
Yeah, I'll be heading that way. I'll probably have to stop somewhere and do the show on the way home because I think our last show is a Sunday night in Texas. So I won't be back in Virginia Beach till probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right.
But we down into the home stretch, and when I get home, you and I have to get together and work on some projects.
Yeah, man, because I'm open and free. I'm not doing anything except for what we're talking about doing. I'm doing nothing.
Well, we will definitely get to that when I get home for sure, and we'll put it out here on the air, and people can come find out what we're doing off of this show.
All right, my brother, let's get it done.
Well, peace to you, Herm. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll be talking to you next week.
All right, man. Be safe out there. I want no trouble. Enjoyed you once again.
And to everybody out there listening to this show, as we say every week, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.